Changes in the world of work.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today's topic is changes in the world of work. I'm going to give you a brief overview from the Industrial Revolution to global economic restructuring. So let's get started. In the pre-industrial age, work mainly meant physical work. People worked with their hands and most of them worked in the primary sector, for example, in agriculture. With the advent of the Industrial Revolution in the late 18th century, the nature of work began to change. Jobs shifted from the primary to the secondary sector, mainly to manufacturing, as raw materials were turned into goods. People from the countryside flocked to the rapidly growing towns, looking for employment in factories, mills, mines, and workshops. Then, the Second Industrial Revolution, also called the Technological Revolution, was built on new technologies, such as electricity, steelmaking, and hitherto unknown chemicals. New communication technologies, like the telephone, and improved transport through railways facilitated mass production and mass distribution. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the industrial age was in full swing. Industrial workers performed menial, often physically debilitating and repetitive tasks along assembly lines or in steel factories, while the captains of industry, people like Rockefeller and Carnegie, were amassing enormous personal fortunes. In most industries, workdays averaged 10 hours and the working week more than 60. Industrial workers had to tolerate this situation because there were plenty of unemployed ready to take their place. Reforms and improvements only occurred thanks to the work of trade unions, which organized workers and staged protests. Manufacturing, mining, and engineering provided employment for millions of people well into the 20th century. In the second half of the 20th century, however, the rise of automation led to a decline in the number of jobs in the manufacturing sector and to growing unemployment. And this job crisis in advanced economies was aggravated by another new development, the outsourcing of jobs to countries with lower production costs. Following this development, there was another shift in employment, from the secondary to the tertiary or service sector. People now worked in offices, at computers, managing e-business tasks made possible by the internet, or they worked at fast food chains, beauty parlours, and fitness centres inside shopping malls. This post-industrial society is described as the knowledge society by Austrian management expert Peter Drucker. Over 80% of new jobs created between 1998 and 2006 involved knowledge work like problem solving and developing corporate strategy. The knowledge economy relies on know-how and expertise as much as on other economic resources, and it heavily depends on digitized media. Whereas manual workers worked with their hands and produced tangible goods, knowledge workers work with their brain and produce knowledge, ideas, and information. Bound neither to the field nor to the factory, knowledge work can be done irrespective of time and place. This fact, together with new ways of working from home during the COVID-19 pandemic, has revolutionized the workplace. But it's also increasingly blurring the line between work life and personal life.